Kids are scattered around the preschool classroom at Zero International School in Tulsa. Some students are painting pictures, others are writing out the letters of the alphabet. This group is working on numbers.
Okay, count the cookies.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
How many cookies?
9.
Teacher Irene Castell says many of these kids wouldn't be learning these skills if they stayed home with mom and dad. So preschool, she says, really gives them a leg up.
We always would hear back from teachers of kindergartners, we can always tell who's been to pre-K.
And research shows kids who go to pre-K are advanced when they start kindergarten.
That was true for pre-math skills, pre-reading skills, and it was also true for pre-writing skills.
Georgetown University professor Bill Gormley has studied Tulsa's preschool program for 16 years. A lot of that time was spent tracking the short-term effects of the program. But a few years ago, he and a colleague checked to see if any benefits lasted to the third grade. The researchers didn't have access to a lot of data, but there was one disappointing finding. Preschool's boost on reading scores had fizzled out. This led some policy analysts to question whether Oklahoma's pre-K program was worth the $140 million annual cost. And for years, that's where the debate and the research ended. Until now.
We decided to do something a little different for this study, and that was to try to tease out any longer-term effects.
In December, Gormley published a new paper tracking the effects of Tulsa's preschool program into the seventh grade. And this time, researchers had a lot more data to work with. So, what did they find?
The students who are in pre-K do better on standardized math exams, are more likely to enroll in honors courses, and we find that the students who are in pre-K are considerably less likely to have been retained in grade.
These findings are true for all students of all colors, male and female, rich and poor. To Gormley, one of the most interesting results, pre-K students are 26% less likely to be held back down the road.
Grade retention has been shown in many other studies to have a lot of negative consequences for kids.
Therefore, he says any policy intervention that reduces grade retention is worth celebrating. But what happened to reading? Why did attending pre-K boost math scores for years, but not reading scores? Gormley is not exactly sure, but guesses it's because verbal skills depend on so many outside influences.
Parents, siblings, friends, peers, neighbors.
Whereas math depends much more on school. Gormley says even though his study focuses on Tulsa, the results are likely similar across the state because Oklahoma's pre-K program is governed by strict laws. There can't be more than 20 kids in a class, and teachers must have a bachelor's degree. This makes the program expensive, but Gormley calculates that for every dollar the state puts into preschool, it saves up to $4 in the long run.
And that suggests that purely in economic terms, it's an excellent investment for the state of Oklahoma to make.
But some Oklahoma lawmakers question the investment, including State Senator Greg Treat. The Oklahoma City Republican introduced legislation in 2015 that would have defunded the state's preschool program. He says the goal was to make the program optional instead of a state-funded mandate.
My hope was to shift that financial burden to the local school district and then shove more money in the state funding formula so we could increase our per-pupil expenditures on K through 12.
Treat hasn't read Gormley's newest study entirely yet, but says he will. Regardless, the senator is still skeptical.
I want to make sure that we actually are as successful as we say we are.
He'd like to see more long-term research. He wants to know if pre-K has effects that can last through high school. Gormley, the Georgetown professor, says that's the next thing he plans to study. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.